It's summertime, summertime, some, summertime, 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 summertime.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to episode 8 of the Classic Pinball Podcast. My name is George, and in this episode, Dave and I take a road trip to Laconia, New Hampshire, to visit with number 12 world-ranked pinball player Eric Stone. We visit the arcades of his youth and play several games of pinball with Eric. Here we are in Weirs Beach, Laconia, New Hampshire. I'm with Dave.
Hello, George.
Maureen.
Hi, George.
And our special guest from Florida, returning a month later, Eric Stone.
Actually, I'm from here. I'm from about a mile away. Well, I live in Florida now.
Right. Okay. You're back home.
At my favorite place, Fun Spot, where I love to win tokens and tickets. Just a few, though.
Just a few?
Just a couple.
I think Dave has a couple of questions to get us started today.
Yeah, Eric.
So, how'd you get started with this whole pinball thing in the first place? There's a rumor that you had a pinball machine early on, like 2 years old, something four like that. 4 years old.
4 years old.
Right, yeah. My parents bought me a Captain Fantastic when I was 4 years old.
Now, why would they buy you a Captain Fantastic for? How did that all happen?
The doctors said that my nervous system wasn't developed right, and so I had no hand-eye coordination. So they bought a pinball thinking that that would develop hand-eye coordination.
Wow, they were visionaries. Look at that. That's amazing.
Right. Yeah, they're Christian, and they said, you know what? We're not going to believe this. And
wow. Oh, so they didn't believe the whole doctor thing.
Nah,
they said, you know what?
They rejected that and said, you know, and had faith that I was going to grow up to be halfway normal, and I guess I'm halfway normal.
Yeah, I think you're halfway at least.
You know, yeah. I mean...
So what year was this?
1979 when they bought it.
Oh, so that was a fairly new
ago.
Game.
Captain is 76. Captain's made in 76.
Is it?
Yep.
Okay.
So that's that's a pretty new game for a four-year-old.
Yeah, it was great. I didn't know anything about it. And then a couple of years later, because I lived in Jersey, we would go to 7-Elevens, and 7-Elevens had pinball machines inside way back when.
Did I know that you were from New Jersey?
I don't know.
Because you know I'm from New Jersey. No, baby, you don't.
I didn't know he was from New Jersey. I didn't.
Where?
Cherry Hill, South Jersey.
Oh, okay. I grew up in North Jersey. That's wild.
Okay. So you were on the boardwalk too, Eric?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, wow.
So you know what boardwalk, though?
Wildwood.
Different than mine.
Right. Were you Point Pleasant?
No, south. I was at Seaside Heights.
Oh, okay.
Wow. I didn't know that about you. That's pretty cool.
So I was born in Philadelphia. We lived in Jersey until I was 11. And my parents have been vacationing right here at Weirs Beach for years, even before I was born. And, my mom liked it a lot up here compared to South Jersey.
Cherry Hill.
No, Cherry Hill was nice.
Well, they had the racetrack, right?
Yep, the horse track right there.
Right, Garden State
Parkway, yep.
Yeah.
And so we came up here when I was 11, and we lived in South Down Shores, which is closer to toward Laconia. And they bought land in Weirs Beach in the early 80s and decided to build a house on it. So 89 is when we moved in, so about 30 years ago.
Wow.
It was 30 years ago, right around Labor Day is when we moved in. If you want to park in this church parking lot, Dave, it'll be free parking right here.
I was just
right
going to tell everybody.
Oh, yeah.
I was just going to tell everybody we really are on the road. So,
just keep going and see if you can find a spot. If there's no spot in here, I'll tell you another parking lot you can park out.
Right. So before we go in,
I wouldn't park on the right just because I don't know. I know it says tow.
So yeah. When was the transition from home play to arcade play?
Oh, it was when I was 6 years old. My dad would take me to 7-Elevens, and he would get a coffee and a paper and give me 50 cents. And I would go in and play. Usually they were System 80 Gottliebs? Is that what they were?
Or System 80?
Series 80?
What year would this be?
About 1980.
Yeah, that'd be System 80.
Yeah, System 80, Gottlieb's, Genie, and Counterforce.
That's System 1,
System 1. That's System 1 is 79, so it's probably System 1, which is a great system.
Yeah, and so, you know, I would go in there with 50 cents, and usually I'd only take, you know, only need one quarter and play for 45 minutes to an hour. And my dad would get a paper and drink his coffee, and everything was great.
That's a great story.
We did it every weekend. He would come in and tell me, okay, you know, we're ready to go.
I can show you some of my scores.
So where, first of all, where are we?
Weir's Beach at the Half Moon Arcade.
Okay.
And we're going to my little playground where about all the games are EJS's.
Oh, we got pinball.
Oh, Dave, look, Dave. There's a free game on Cyclone. The only problem is the GIs are out, but I can still play it pretty well.
Do it up.
See how the GIs are going? Oh.
So we're playing Williams Cyclone.
Well, you know what? It looks like the ball's gone too. Oh, there it is. All right.
Oh, you didn't even get a tilt.
I got a danger. I guess that means I'm only good because I shake the games, right?
I don't know anything about this game, so if you want to do some commentary while you're playing.
Well, first of all, I've got no light, so I want to hit that right ramp three times in a row. So there's one. We'll transfer the ball over, hit it again.
We'll transfer pass.
Yep,
there.
Yep, and then we'll do it again. There's two. And
oh, look at you there.
Not quite. And there's three. Jackpot. Bah! And you heard the pop. So there's 2 million right there.
Will this give you free games?
Oh yeah. I just got a free game. Did you hear it?
Oh, that was a free
game. Oh yeah. Oh yeah.
And you're only on ball one.
Right. But I mean that's you know, when I come in an arcade, that's typical. Especially for Cyclone. I think the replay on Cyclone is 800,000 to a million, but the GIs are out, so you can't see the lights. You can't see the 1, 2, 3 lights.
So you didn't
lights.
Pass a scoring threshold. You won a jackpot.
Yes. Oh, no. I passed a scoring threshold for a free game.
Okay.
But also got a jackpot at the same time.
Gotcha.
Now, I just relit it, so I'm going to go for it again. It's only going to be worth $500,000, but you know what? It's better than nothing. There's two. And there's the third. Nope, not quite. Oh, that was bad luck there. So I got two of the right ramps, and then right down the middle, it went up the ramp a little bit, came straight down, and when it does that, it's sometimes difficult to save it. So now I got to relight it again. I could also go for the bonus multiplier. If I hit the bonus multiplier two or three times, it will give me a free game. And all cyclones are set to a certain number of bonus multipliers. So. But it's a risky shot.
So, I don't know anything about this game. So basically, the right ramp, and then that, and then on the left there, is that a scoop or a target for the multiplier?
That's a scoop.
Okay, so the scoop is the multiplier.
Right. So with no GI, as you can see,
there's no GI.
Yep. I got all four of the high scores.
So you actually are the blind kid playing.
8 million 8, 7 million 8, 7 million 5, 6 million 6. You look at the getaway. You look at the getaway over here.
He did it.
Oh, look
at that. He checked the coin slot.
Yeah,
so not only does he get a free game, he's got a quarter.
He's got a quarter.
He is a liar.
But I know which games. There's my $62 billion on attack from Mars. See? Oh. And then I've got all the scores on this.
They're all EJS everywhere.
Oh, yeah.
Now, how often do they take your EJS off
these
boards?
They're not like FunSpot.
Okay.
No, FunSpot will sometimes reset them.
Okay.
Sarah, I think, you know.
When was the last time you were here?
Yesterday. I'm here every
when
day.
When did you? Oh, that's how long,
how
when
long
did you?
Oh,
yeah, how long
this?
This
score was probably a year or so ago. They haven't reset this, but I did have $3 billion on this one, which is really good. So, but that was 4 or 5 years ago. I will show you at the other arcade, probably one of the highest scores you've ever seen on Adam's Family. No, I guarantee it's the highest score you've ever seen.
And that's actually on the Adam's Family. It's probably not optimized and not really restored. It's sort of limping along.
Right, exactly.
Okay. Why don't we take a walk and go through? You guys can mention all the different games, and then you can decide to play one. How's that?
Yep.
So let's do the walk through here.
Good. Well, so this is the getaway. Great game. The only thing about these arcades at Weir's Beach is that they don't have many Sterns. They only have the Simpsons and Lord of the Rings, unfortunately.
Yeah, for Sterns. So we have Getaway, Cyclone, Twilight Zone.
Which has been out for a while.
Which has been out for a while. It looks dark and very lonely. Attack from Mars, The Simpsons Pinball Party, and Lord of the Rings. And then we have for Old School.
Look.
We got, hold on here. Oh, look at EJS on Attack from Mars.
I beat the game twice, so it says re-election number one.
Re-election number one. Never heard of that before.
So if you rule the universe,
yep.
One game, it says ruler of the universe, EJS. If you do it twice in a row, it'll say election re-election number one. If you do it another time, it'll say re-election number two. And it'll just keep going up.
Wow.
I know, that's pretty funny, huh?
That's kind of cool. It's almost like Trump's playing this game. Oh, he went there.
Maybe.
He went there.
Maybe. It hasn't happened yet, but...
It'll happen. And what else we got here? Now,
this game's had some malfunction. Obviously, okay. 652 million.
Since on the pinball party.
Yeah, right. That's okay. Not going to happen.
Okay. And how about Lord of the Rings? You got in that one, too?
Yeah. 300 million on that one.
300 million on that one.
Oh, yeah. And then we have some nice old school games.
All right, old school games. We got Gottlieb El Dorado.
That's a really good one.
Yeah.
And that one actually plays pretty well.
How do you do on this one, El Dorado?
Oh, I do fine.
Flip it over a couple times?
No, there's no extra balls.
Okay.
So, just once.
Okay.
And then...
It's been a good game, though.
Yeah, how about 8-Ball? You got a nice 8-Ball Deluxe. It's actually
nice
the original 8-Ball Deluxe, 81.
Forever.
Haven't worked forever.
It hasn't worked in forever.
Well, maybe I should apply my services here and I can get it going for you. Let's see.
And this was working a year ago. I don't know.
It's a Williams Jumpin' Jacks.
Yeah.
Looks like a 1965 because it's got a ball push-up, not automatic ball serve.
That's right.
So I'm going to say mid-60s somewhere.
Yeah.
Little flippers, little 2-inch flippers, two-player. It's got girls dressed as bunnies on the back glass. Kind of like Ariana Grande, a little bit. And then we got a Williams Upper Deck. We got a baseball pitching bat.
You gotta have one of those in the market.
Have one of those. Probably not Eric's claim to fame as the pitching bat thing.
No, I've done well. I used to play these games at Fun Spot winning tickets. You'd get 10 or 15 runs and you'd win like 10 or 20 tickets, so that was cool.
Very nice.
I'm going to quick knock on the door of the Fix-It guy and see if he's in there.
All right.
Because he'll throw a couple credits on.
Excellent. We're going to get some free credits from the Fix-It guy, I think. This is the Petty Arcade at Weir's Beach. This is where I learned how to play Miracle Hat. That was the first redemption game that you could win tokens on that I mastered when I was 14. So I actually won over 100,000 tickets to the Half Moon for free because of this game. Well, they had the same game in Fun Spot, and I won thousands of tokens before they threw me off it for winning too much.
So you got the professional gambler situation.
Yeah,
and that's
one of many games that I mastered that were actual skill. A lot of games are not skill. A lot of games are luck. A good example? Is this stacker game. It's got to take in so much money before it'll let you hit the top level for a major prize. So how much skill is that?
Nothing. No skill there.
No.
It's a game of skill. That's what we're looking for. Like, just like pinball. A little bit of luck thrown into. It is Kitty Redemption. Actually, it's Kitty Gambling Land is what it is. All that's Kitty Gambling. Probably not. Well, is it some old school video games? You got a Galaxian. Oh, we have some pinballs. There is some pinballs. Here we go.
Oh, there is pinballs.
We do. We have Funhouse.
So Funhouse, I just put up, and this is a rough play in Funhouse. 77 million, like two or three days ago.
Funhouse, 77 million.
It's a rough playing one. Yeah, look at the play field. It's all, you can tell the inserts are all jacked up. So there's a 77. Somebody got 28. I don't know who that was.
It doesn't look like your game, Dave.
No.
How's the flipper power in the funhouse here?
Kind of.
Okay.
Yeah.
How's about the high speed?
This high speed looks pretty good.
Yeah, but there's an issue with the flipper. I had rolled all four scores, and they just reset last year. Or this year, actually.
Then I got 41 on Harley Davidson.
Oh, this is the old Bally 1990 Harley Davidson.
Yep. I got all the highs. So this Adams Family, it was a two-hour game. $4.7 billion. Right there, $4.731 billion.
$4.7, just shy of $5 billion. Pretty unattainable by, I don't know, everyone, I think.
Yeah. I don't think many people are going to beat that. If they do, they'd have to play it over 2 hours.
Yikes, that's a long time.
I mean, even I was getting a little tired. My first ball was $3.2 billion.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
But, I mean, you know, you get a lot of extra balls in this game, but still, you got to make your shots, or it's very easy to go out. The out lanes are not. The out lanes are pushed up, as you can see.
Oh, yeah, they're at very...
The out lanes are wide open.
Okay, yep.
And the tilt is like an Adams Family tilt. You get one decent nudge and get two warnings. If not, you'll tilt the game.
How's your flipper power in this game? Good powerful flippers?
Not bad, but I noticed this year I played it, and I got three scores of 1,000,000,003, as you can see there. And the left flipper is really difficult to make that ramp now. It wants to push it to the right. Okay. So it's a little off compared to...
What? How about Earthshaker? Earthshaker.
Yeah, that's one of my favorite games. I rolled this a couple years ago. I got over 100 million. It took an hour and 45 minutes. But the problem is, the game didn't remember the 100 million. So 139 million, it only gave me credit for 39 million. So I did all that work for nothing. And then another time, I got to 99 million, and I tried to tilt it right before it got to 100, and it gave me two warnings, and by the time it tilted, it had rolled over.
Didn't you just have this happen, the rollover thing?
Yeah. At Pintastic, RoboCop rolled over 14 million. A month ago. So
right, but nobody was there, right?
Oh, no, they were there.
Oh,
no.
Levy, right? Was it Levy watching?
Yeah. Levy was watching, a couple other guys. I make sure when I get close.
Yeah, so someone's there. Yeah,
but I didn't think it would forget it. Like, it forgot the 10 million part. It only gave me credit for 4 million. So it didn't let me put a high score in for 14 million. So it was really weird. So I guess some of those games in the late 80s or early 90s, Dracula does the same thing. I got over $10 billion on Bram Stoker Dracula, and it forgot the $10 billion.
Well, you know why? They probably don't think that anybody's crazy enough or good enough to get that high, so they say, we don't need to put that feature in there. We'll leave that off.
Genesis was another one. I got $156 million on Genesis. That game was at least two and a half hours.
Wow.
I had the multiplier, if people know that game, up to 80 times.
Wow.
Right?
80, that's insane.
80 times playfield multiplier. But when you complete all the body parts, it likes an extra ball. So I just kept completing the body parts. You got to do it on one ball, but I kept doing it. But in tournament mode, for some reason, I struggle in that game. A lot of times the flippers are really weak. They don't make the ramps. And when it goes halfway up the ramp, it comes down and goes right down the middle. So there's really not much you can do on that.
So are we going to see a high score in Theater of Magic as well?
Well, normally you would, but this game had a malfunction. So that 5.8 by somebody else was basically every time you flipped the flipper, it was giving you credit for hitting the trunk.
Oh,
So you were getting trunk billions.
Wow.
2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9.
Okay.
And so I actually played it like that, rolled it over, got 15 billion, and it forgot the 10 billion, gave me credit for 5. And they erased a score. They thought they had it fixed, but they didn't have it fixed.
Okay.
So the high score is 5.8 billion on the malfunction. I just played it the other night for the first time as it's playing normally, got 4.1 billion. They waxed the crap out of it. This plays just like a tournament game.
It plays fast. Okay.
Fast and furious.
Wow.
And for my first game, 4.1, that was pretty good. I was happy with that score.
Yeah, I'm looking at the back legs. This thing is jacked up all the way maxed. Theater of Magic is all the way jacked up.
No 2x4 back there?
Well, they could put a 2x4 back there to add a little more, but it is pretty high.
You know what's funny? I was playing at Joe Juno tournament down in Florida, Daytona Beach, right? And I was doing so well on Spider-Man, the Stern.
Yep.
The day after qualifying, well, it was three tournaments in 3 days. After the first day, he put a 2x4 under the back legs.
Wow.
And I still got over 100 billion. But everybody else was struggling. So I thought, well, that's fine with me. I can play games going fast.
Yeah.
But I've seen, you know, multiple people do that.
Right.
That's the one case that's the first time I ever seen it. You know, put a 2x4 to make the game play faster. That's okay.
And if people are going to do that, you really need powerful flippers to get up those ramps, especially in modern game.
His game was great. The Spider-Man played amazing, you know.
Yep.
But I just thought it was funny that in between the tournament days, he put a 2x4 in the back to make it harder.
But my first game was 100-something million.
So the way he did that, does he actually have some people played it on a little easier setting, and then later on someone played it on a hard setting, and it's all equal?
No. The settings were tournament setting.
Well, I'm saying, but the setting, I mean, the pitch of the game is a lot harder, so is that all in the same qualification?
No. There were three tournaments in 3 days.
Oh, okay, gotcha. Okay.
So the first day was one, and then the second day was...
Sure. It doesn't matter.
What's that?
Continue.
Right. So the second day he put the 2x4 and, you know, raised the back up, and there it is, you know?
Okay.
This might be a good time to talk about other things that have happened more recently. I was listening to another person's podcast, and they were talking about one of the rounds at Pinburg where there was an issue with the tilt. And I guess midway through that particular round, they figured out something was wrong. They stopped the play and made the correction, which doesn't sound right, but other people backed up that it was the right thing to do. Did you hear anything about this when you were there?
I would have liked to have heard it. When I was playing hot tip, I was flipping just as normal, and I shats passed to the right flipper. I had the spinner lit. I hit the spinner for 60,000. Ball was bouncing to the pops. I caught the ball back on the left flipper, cradled the ball for a few seconds like I do. Then I shats passed it again, and as soon as I shats passed it, the game tilted. And I knew it wasn't a tilt. I'll always know it's not a tilt, because on EMs, I don't go crazy. I'm aggressive on games where I got tilt warnings. But on EMs, I'm not going to be shaking this and shaking that, unless the ball's going down maybe on ball five. But this was ball three, and I would have at least taken the lead. I would have at least taken second place if I just hit the spinner one more time. And I'm confident I would have, because I was dialed in on it. And I got the guy to come over right away. It took me 15 seconds to get over to the light because I ran. It took 20 seconds for Lewis to come over to me, and it took 15 seconds for me to walk him over, 20 seconds for me to walk him over to the game. And he opened the game up within a minute to a minute and 10 seconds, and the tilt bob was barely moving. And the ruling was that I tilted, even though I know it wasn't a tilt. And I posted on Facebook about it, and the best player in the world, Raymond Davidson, said this same thing happened to him with the same exact game.
Same exact title.
No, it was the little
that game.
He said that particular hot tip.
Okay.
At Pittsburgh.
Yep.
Same thing happened to him. So I know that it wasn't a tilt. I'm 100% sure.
And George, when you were saying about this thing that you were talking about the other podcast, you're actually talking about hot tip.
I don't remember, but we're recording, so I can go back and listen and figure out what game they were talking about.
Okay.
So, I think I remember the podcast.
Now, if
I listened to so many of them that, you know, especially Pinburg, you know, everybody had their opinion. Everybody did a wrap-up.
Sure.
But I think I know where it is, so I'll take a look.
Okay. So anyway, at Pintastic, you remember I was playing Meteor, and I was playing against Chuck Webster, and I had 750,000 on ball one with a full bonus. I flipped the ball, and the game tilted. And Chuck said, no, he just flipped the ball. Just like the guys at Pittsburgh said, no, he just flipped the ball.
Right.
And the ruling was a malfunction of the game, and I got awarded a consolation ball. That's what should have happened. What should have happened.
Yep.
But, you know, I'm not in charge, and, you know, stuff like that happens. I think if your opponents that want to beat you confirm that you didn't shake, you didn't do anything but flip, you open the game up and the tilt bob is barely moving, then it shouldn't be a tilt.
Some people arguing the other side of it would say, well, yeah, but those people that you're playing against don't want to piss you off, so of course they're going to agree with you and say that everything's cool.
I think with me, people would lead to not giving me any advantage whatsoever.
They might just say, I don't know, leave it up to the judge kind of thing.
But they didn't even say that.
They didn't say that.
No. Okay. They said he didn't do anything but flip. Jermaine, a great pinball player, he was in my group, said the same thing.
What round was this?
The last round. So basically, because of that, because I lost that point.
You got seated what, like
13th? I got seated 10th instead of 6th. So I got stuck playing Willy Wonka up on stage, which is a brand new game I've never seen, I never played in my life, and I took a zero on it, and I was out in the first round. Otherwise, I would have gotten a six. I wouldn't have played Willy Wonka because I would have had the choice.
Right.
And I think I would have done a lot better than out in the first round.
Because you can pick a whole, if you're picking, you get to pick the whole lineup.
The whole bank, right?
The whole bank,
yeah.
Do you want to take a minute to talk about Willy Wonka? Or
no, because...
Okay, good. Because good, good. No, that's
it's
it.
A, it's a bad
good,
memory.
Good, good.
You know, I like Jersey Jack Pirates. I was at I was at a friend's house, the guy that runs a pinball asylum in Fort Myers. I was at his house from midnight till 3 in the morning one night. I played three games of Pirates. And my third game, I had 3.7 million. And I said, okay, I know what I'm doing on this game. And it was great. And that's tournament mode, no extra balls. So I was all set on Jersey Jack Pirates. But and in qualifying, I played it and got over a million. So, but Willy Wonka, I've never played in my life. I don't know what I'm supposed to do. I literally had one flip. I bricked it, went right down the middle. The second ball, zero flips. And the third ball, I think I had three flips. Not knowing what I... Oh, the scoop rejected it. It was supposed to go in the scoop. It rejected it and went right down the middle.
Do you know anything about this game?
No.
Okay. Yeah.
I've seen it, but I haven't played it.
Me too.
Apparently, there's a scoop where you lock the ball. No. It went in the scoop, popped out, and then went right down
it
the middle.
It probably means something to somebody.
Was, yeah, somebody might
know. I don't
know
how much of our audience...
You know,
exactly. Our audience probably not.
I'm sure once I get to know the game, maybe I'll like it. You know, but I think
you don't have enough time on it to.
I had zero time.
Right.
And you guys, you know me well enough that when I play a game for the first time, I'm not good. A good example is I played the new Jurassic Park. My first game was 3 billion.
Oh, here my second, we go. Dino talk.
Oh, more dino talk.
Oh, my second.
No one's talking about this game.
My second game. Well, the whole point is the scores.
Sure.
3 billion in the first game. The second game was 841 million. Grand champion. Because I figured out some shots, and I figured out what I needed to do. So if I could have found a Willy Wonka, I might have known what I was doing. But I didn't.
Right.
So
is the Jurassic Park as good as everybody claims it to be?
I don't know. It's all right. I mean, I don't know the whole game.
I don't
think it's...
You're a good read.
I don't think it's an Iron Maiden.
Oh, okay.
It seemed to be...
Okay, there you go.
It seemed to be...
Let's frame that. Eric Stone just said, it's not Iron Maiden.
Not Iron Maiden. Okay. There you go.
Well, because they were both made by Elwin.
Right.
So, right. And, I mean, he did a darn good job with Iron Maiden.
Yeah, he did.
So, and I mean, from what I see with Jurassic Park, it's not bad. It's not a bad game. You definitely sprinkles Keith Elwin's magic in there with the shots and this and that.
Sure.
But it just seemed like, all right, spell chaos, start multi-ball. What else am I supposed to do? You know what I mean? But
so this was the pro model, right? Because
yeah.
I want to see this dino mech throwing the ball all over the play field, wrecking stuff, plastic.
Yeah, that...
It's going to be the mechanics nightmare. Dave, you're going to make a lot of money on that game.
All right, well, that's not a bad thing.
Well, the whole thing is, until you get to play it and you understand the game, you can't really say whether a game is great or not great. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
First impression...
You don't have enough time on it.
Yeah, first impression, I liked the game, but it was very repetitious. Iron Maiden, there's a lot of stuff you can do. And maybe Jurassic Park there is too, I just haven't got into it yet. Same thing with Jersey Jack Pirates, there's a lot of stuff you can do. Willy Wonka, I don't know what to do.
Where did you play Jurassic Park, at Pittsburgh?
Yeah.
Okay. So you don't have one local yet?
Are you kidding? We hardly get anything local. It's awful. You know, the only Stearns that I have close by are the Munsters. I think I have a Deadpool I can play. An Aerosmith. And that might be it.
This is where?
Iron Maiden.
This is
out of Fort Myers.
Fort Myers, okay.
So there's no private collectors that buy...
Well, yeah, there are a few. But most of them are on the East Coast.
So
there's a lot of great...
Not close by.
A lot of great collectors, Jeff Palmer, if you heard his name, Ron Donahue, Sebastian Bobbio.
I don't know any of those people.
Other people that live from West Palm Beach down toward Miami. They've got a lot of good collections. Eric Leon's got a good collection. He's down in Naples, so he's about 40 minutes away from me.
So you're going to help our Florida demographics. by mentioning all these people. Is there more we should know about the Florida scene? Isn't there a big... Well, they have a big show down there once a year, right?
Yeah, yeah. Free Play Florida.
What time of year is that?
November.
Oh, so that's upcoming.
Yep. So it's tough for me. When I didn't work, I played. I won it 2 years in a row. And then last year I had to work, so I wasn't able to go. And I don't know how it's going to work this year, if I'm going to be able to go or not.
That concludes episode 8 of the Classic Pinball Podcast. I want to thank Eric for giving us a tour of the two arcades from his youth. In our next episode, Eric will be back and give us a tour of the world's largest arcade, Fun Spot, in Laconia, New Hampshire. So until next time, be good and be well.
I want to tell everybody, keep those spinners spinning and have a blessed day and be grateful.
You want to know something?
What?
I'm feeling really, really old.
Well, you are old. You don't know what the poopy thing is. I mean, everybody wants one.
I know what it is.
I've been wanting one forever.
I've seen that emoji, but I didn't know it was called a poopy emoji.
Is a hat one?
A hat of what?
A hat emoji? A poop hat. You know,
not actually, to be... No, I'm
do,
not going
to
say
it. Do you know they sell? They sell unicorns that actually poop out swirly poop. Is unicorns. You can buy that.
I have a polar bear that poops out milk duds.
Awesome.